Are you confused about real food and what's healthy and good for the planet? Do you need the facts about local, organic, and sustainable food? Well, get ready to change the way you eat. Get ready for The Appropriate Omnivore with Aaron Zober.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Appropriate Omnivore. I'm your host, Aaron Zober, covering lifestyles in the world of real food. One of my favorite things to eat are eggs. Along with the taste and health benefits, another thing I love about eggs is that we're seeing many egg producers source from regenerative farms. My guest today is Jason Urena, Vice President of Nest Fresh Eggs. Jason, welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going? It's great to be here with you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you too. You're another of several guests that I have that I met back at the Natural Products Expo West in March. And I know with all of you, you have busy schedule working with businesses and getting in supermarkets and all of that. So I always appreciate the time that you can take to come on this program.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had a fabulous experience at Expo West, and we've been attending that show for many years now. But this one was especially exciting for us, being able to debut our new regenerative organic certified almond milk and egg products. So it was a special one for us.
Yes, those are all wonderful. We'll get into those in a little bit, but let's start out with you telling the listeners how you got involved with Nest Fresh Eggs.
Yeah, it really is a story of right place, right time for me. If you would have probably told me back 17 years ago that I would be working in the egg industry, I would have probably said that, no, that's not possible. But I started with Nest Fresh right out of college, which happened to be that I went to Cal State Fullerton to get my education, and the business was in Fullerton. It was a small growing business back then, 17 years ago. And I really kind of just fell in love with the people here and the team. The ownership group is amazing. I mean, it's a small family run company, still owned by the original founder. His name is Tim Liberski, but it really treats everybody at the company like family. And that's really what's kept me around at Nest Fresh for 17 years. And the fact that as a young professional, it really gave me an opportunity to take the business and grow the business and make it my own. And we really had the same mentality of wanting to innovate and do something different in the egg space that hasn't been done before. So it's been fun introducing things like we were the first national certified cage-free egg in the country under Nest Fresh. And then we were the first in non-GMO project verified egg in the country under Nest Fresh. And now we're pushing into the regenerative organic certified under our New Barn Organics brand. And I've gotten to work with a lot of great farmers in the industry. So it's been a special place to work. It's been a special brand to, you know, grow up with in the industry, not just because of the products that we're working with, but the people that we're working with. And, you know, I can honestly say that we feel good about, you know, that we're doing good work in the egg space.
Yes, you bring up the regenerative New Barn Organics label, and that was one of the things that caught my attention most at Expo West. I'd known a lot about Nest Fresh Eggs and was always very impressed with what they had done, and then I was just blown away with what New Barn Organics is doing. So let's get into more of what New Barn Organics is.
Yeah, New Barn is our regenerative organic brand. And us at Nest Fresh, I mean, we're really all in on our New Barn brand and the regenerative organic agriculture space. But we've merged with New Barn Organics back in early 2020. The founders, the co-founders, Kerry Robb and Ted Robb, are still with our team today. And they really introduced the idea to us at Nest Fresh about, you know, regenerative organic farming, what it can do for the environment. And they had the vision of creating this brand that was all regenerative organic and including your everyday staples, whether we do milk alternatives, almond milks, coconut milks, creamers. Now we're doing eggs and butter. So all of your everyday food essentials, but being produced in regenerative organic agriculture. And that's something that's kind of become a passion project of ours at Nest Fresh, and really moving that forward and introducing it to our mainstream consumers and kind of trying to help educate about what all the benefits of regenerative organics really are and what all the positive benefits it can have in our communities.
And the type of products that you have certified regenerative are certainly ones which are in need of regenerative agriculture that gives back to the soil and the planet, because with conventional methods of almonds and eggs, it can certainly be very damaging to the environment. And one of the things is, I know that New Barn actually has a regenerative organic certification. A lot of other ones, they say regenerative on it, but they don't go with any type of certification. I think a certification is important. You need a third-party verifier to know that they're really doing it as not just some label they slapped on. So why don't you tell us a little about the certification you got for being regenerative?
Yeah, I think you're making a great point in that the food industry over the years has been known for kind of just using a bunch of buzzwords and trying to turn things into marketing speak in order to get consumers to buy certain products. And that's something at NestFresh that we never really wanted to take part in. I mean, we want our customers, whether they're our retailers, our buyers, and our end consumers to know that we're really doing what we say that we're doing. We're not just throwing terms onto a package in order to make a sale. We do this because we believe in it. And when we decided to go regenerative, we made the decision that we have to be certified. We can't be out there just throwing a word on our packaging and asking our consumers to believe what we're saying. So we decided to go with the Regenerative Organic Alliance, and they have their regenerative organics certification called the ROC certification. So now anytime you see our New Barn almond milk, our New Barn barista blends, or our New Barn pasture-raised organic eggs, you'll also see that ROC certified logo on our packaging. So what that tells our consumer is that it's a transparent way to say, this is the standard that we're living up to. We're not making it up on our own. This is a third party that comes in and audits our farms, that audits all of our packing facilities on a yearly basis to the highest standard in the industry. And those consumers can trust that what they're getting is actually what they believe regenerative organic farming to be. And the ROA, Regenerative Organic Alliance, when they're on our farms and they're in our processing plants, they're looking at what we're doing in the pastures around our farms to help the soil regenerate, to enrich the nutrients in the soil. So they're looking at things like ground cover, making sure that there's never barren land around our pastures, that we're using multiple different species of grasses and flowers and cover crops in that pasture. For us, with chickens on the pasture, at many of our farms, we have chickens and some other species of animal like cows running on the same pasture, because that adds different nutrition to the soil when you have multiple species of animals grazing on the same pasture. So they're looking at the land portion of our operations. And then they're also looking at the farmer aspect of the operation, making sure that our production model is sustainable and the farmers are getting paid a fair living wage and that they're sharing in the benefits of the business as well. So it's not just a land certification, it's a holistic certification. They're making sure that we're doing everything the right way.
Yes, all important things that are done in this certification. Now, I know there are many different types of regenerative certifiers. What made you specifically go with ROC?
There are a few different regenerative certifiers out there. We went with ROC because they were, in our opinion, the highest standard out there. You can get just a regenerative agriculture certification, but in the real spirit of regenerative, we don't feel like you can be truly regenerative without being organic as well. To us, those two terms have to go together. It's difficult to say that we're regenerative or any product is regenerative when you're not following organic practices, because then you're still able to use synthetic fertilizers. You're able to use certain pesticides and things like that. So it doesn't go along with the spirit of true regenerative agriculture. So when we decided we were going to get into this regenerative space with New Barn, we decided the only way we were going to do it was by going regenerative organic. That's the way we feel is the highest standard out there. And the Regenerative Organic Alliance has those same values. And they were willing to help us through the process of transitioning. And some of the transition isn't easy. It takes a lot of work on the farm level, and it takes a long time. I think our journey with them was about a year plus before we were able to get our regenerative organic certification, but it's well worth it to know that we're dealing with the highest standard out there in the industry.
Yes, the ROC, for people that may not know, they're a joint venture of the Rodale Institute, Patagonia, and Dr. Bronner's, and they are the one that actually, in addition to certifying it regenerative, they also certify it organic. Now, with farming, do you see regenerative agriculture as the future of farming? In other words, ones that are now just organic are eventually all going to want to go regenerative as well as organic?
That's a very good question. And personally, yes, I do feel that regenerative organic agriculture should absolutely be the future of agriculture. There's so many benefits to regenerative organic agriculture, not only to our environment, but to our farmers and communities. But the challenge really is that we need to, as an industry, we need to educate consumers on how their buying patterns really impact what can be done at the farm level. And at the same time, educating farmers that going regenerative organic and making that transition for a year or so could be difficult. The long-term benefits will definitely outlast that short transition time, and their farming yields could be the same or sometimes have proven to be better under regenerative organic agriculture. So when you have benefits to a farming system like sequestering more carbon out of our environment, utilizing less water in your farming practices because the soil becomes more dense and absorbent, so you don't have as much runoff, and because you're not having topsoil runoff and you're adding more nutrients to the soil, that enriched dense soil is producing more nutritious food for our end consumers. I mean, there's no reason why we shouldn't be pushing in this direction as an industry. The benefits are great, but it's going to take everybody that is involved in food, which is basically everybody in the world, because everybody eats, everybody consumes some type of food or is involved in the production of food, to get the education out there that these benefits are there to be had. We just need to fuel the system that can produce these benefits for us, and that is regenerative organic agriculture.
So do you think that regenerative and organic will always be important and the two go side by side? In other words, do you think that we'll still be using the term organic even as regenerative catches on, that it'll always be important? And in some ways, they're overlap, but they're also two things that both need to be noticed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mentioned earlier, I think that they do overlap, they do go together. Regenerative and organic do go together, and both need to be highlighted and understood by everybody, all the consumers and farmers and buyers out there. They both need to be understood because they have to go together if you really want to achieve all of the benefits that a farming system like this can have. Now, separately, they both each have their benefits, and it's great to have if there's just a regeneratively produced agriculture product, it's better than a commodity produced agriculture product. And if there's an organic product out there, it's better, again, than a commodity produced agriculture product. But when you really put the two together, that's when you start seeing the incredible benefits, the power of the farming system that it can deliver.
I can tell that the regenerative movement is certainly working. And one way that I was actually able to tell that it's successful is now some of these products that are organic but not certified regenerative, they're kind of going for this thing of claiming, well, organic agriculture has always been regenerative, which I don't think that's so much true. And I take it that you would feel the same way.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't agree with the fact that organic has always been regenerative. It's a stepping stone along the path to sustainability. As a brand at Nestfresh, we've been on this journey walking towards trying to be more sustainable over these last 17 years that I've been involved with the brand. And there have been a lot of stepping stones along the way. We went from a cage-free egg brand to a non-GMO Project Verified egg brand, and that was kind of step one, probably about 10 years ago, where we started feeding all of our hens non-GMO Project Verified feed because we wanted to get non-GMOs out of our system. And those GMOs do cause harm to our environment, and for our cases, we grow a lot of corn and soybean meal. Those GMO seeds start to cross-pollinate with non-GMO seeds, and they affect the food system long term. You can put more pesticides into the environment when you're growing GMO seeds, so that's decreasing the nutrition in the soil, increasing the pollution in our environment. So we wanted to get away from that. That was kind of our first stepping stone. So you go from non-GMO Project Verified to then, in our minds, organic would be the next stepping stone, where now you're getting rid of everything synthetic and all of the pesticides and herbicides. And then the next step above that would be regenerative organic agriculture, because now you're not only removing the bad stuff, which is great. I mean, organic program really removes all the things that we should not be putting into our environment. We can grow crops, we can produce food without all of those synthetic chemicals. Regenerative organic takes it another level and saying, okay, now we need to add back the things that we've taken away and we've stripped from our soil over all of these years of conventional farming. We need to add the nutrition back. We need to add the cover crops back. That is a step above and beyond organic. I will never say that people should not buy organic, because a lot of great products out there are organic. And that's really given us the ability to take the next step. But at the end of the day, we would love to see everybody buying regenerative organic food products. I think that'll cause major change in our environment if we can get there. Now, that might be 100 years from now as our food system develops, but I think that regenerative organic piece is a step above regular organic.
Yes, organic was definitely a great start to the whole awareness of agricultural practices and what's in our food. And there are a lot of areas where you don't see too many regenerative. So certainly if no regenerative version is available, organic is a great option. Of course, with eggs, I do love it how we are seeing a number of regenerative eggs. It seems to grow every time I visit Expo West. I see another company with one. Certainly you were at the beginning before a number of these other ones. And all of the labels you talk about are great. You have the non-GMO verified project label. You have the USDA organic and then the ROC. Another label that I know a number of your products have is the certified humane label. So where would you say that certified humane fits in with organic and regenerative?
Certified humane is a certification that governs our animal welfare practices. Like I said earlier, ever since we launched Nestfresh, we've been committed to giving our consumers third-party verification of the claims that we're making, so they can be assured that what we're saying is what we're doing. And Certified Humane was actually, I believe, our first certifying partner when we got into the cage-free egg space many years ago now, before my time, probably 20 years ago at this point. Like I mentioned earlier, we were the first to be certified humane on a national level for any egg brand. So they come in and they do audits to make sure that when we say our hens are free range, they really are free range. They get to go outside. They have a certain amount of time outside every day. The grass and the pasture areas that they're in have the right type of cover for the chickens. Chickens do like to be under cover, so we need to have either trees or bushes or man-made cover for them to be under during the day while they're in the pastures. So that's why we chose to partner with Certified Humane, because it adds that level of assurance on the animal welfare side to give our consumers, you know, that confidence that when they buy a Nest Fresh free range or a Nest Fresh pasture raised egg, we're producing it the way that they see it in their minds as what a free range or pasture raised egg should look like. The birds outside, in the sun, on grass, foraging naturally, being able to go in and out of the barns when they want. That was something that was very important to us from the beginning.
Yes, very important to me too, because as I am an appropriate omnivore, it's certainly important that the meat and eggs and dairy that I eat all come from sources where the animals were treated humanely. And I think that regenerative certainly also is a way of treating animals humanely, because with the whole grazing and crop rotation, holistic management, they are given plenty of outdoor access. So I think that regenerative also elevates the ways that animals can be humanely raised.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we, with our New Barn Organics regenerative organic egg product, we decided we were going to do pasture raised under that label. It made all the sense in the world to have the birds out on pasture every day so that they can experience, you know, natural behaviors and not just be in a barn or limited to a very small amount of outdoor access space. Our newborn hens have an average of 108 square feet per hen of outdoor access space. So that is roughly about 20,000 birds, about 50 acres of land. That's a lot of land for chickens to roam around on.
So we've talked a lot about the eggs from both Nest Fresh and New Barn Organics. And as you had mentioned earlier, another thing that New Barn is known for is its regenerative almond milk. And I'd like to get into that, because a lot of people, they can't handle dairy milk from animals. And I know also a lot of people have concerns about the sustainability of conventional dairy milk. Of course, the truth is the sustainability of conventional almond farming also poses a lot of environmental damage. So I like that you have almonds that are sustainably sourced. What do you look for in terms of sourcing almonds that are environmentally friendly?
We started that journey probably before New Barn and Nest Fresh came together in 2020. That journey was started. But really for us, over this last 3 years together, New Barn and Nest Fresh really wanted to push towards getting to be regenerative organic. That was always the vision. The hard part was finding the almonds that were regeneratively organic, farmed and certified. We originally had to start out of the country and looking for almonds in Italy and different parts of Europe, because there were regenerative organic certified almonds available here in the United States. And then thankfully this past year, we were able to make a connection with the Burroughs family farm up in the San Joaquin Valley of California in central Northern California. And they became the first regenerative organic certified almond farm in the country. And working with Benina and her team there at Burroughs Family Farms, we were able to partner together and launch our regenerative organic certified almond milk. So when you said, what do we look for in farming partners? We found somebody in the Burroughs that really shared our vision and our values and what we want our products to look like going forward. Not only did we want to put out a regenerative organic almond milk and barista blend, we wanted to do it in the right way. And the Burroughs family really did that. They've taken the leadership position in that San Joaquin Valley of making this the show farm for what regenerative organic can really do. They've gone all out on their farm, from having sheep grazing in through the almond orchards, making sure that the almond orchards are completely covered on the ground, planting different hedgerows of flowers and plants along the almond orchards, which brings in all these different pollinators and insects and birds that help the almond orchards grow and be more efficient and flourish. And they're not shy about sharing all of that information and the practices with the rest of the almond growers in the San Joaquin Valley. Just a few months ago, we helped them and sponsored a National Almond Day at their farm. And they invited almond growers from all over Central California to show them what they've done over the last few years to convert to regenerative organic almonds and how successful it's been on their farm and how the yield for their almonds have not really suffered and the benefits that can be had by producing almonds this way. So our values with the Burroughs really aligned very well. And we were fortunate to be able to team up with them. And we look forward to really growing the New Barn brand with their almonds as our primary source of regenerative organic almonds.
Yes, I would agree that the Burrough Family Farms is a great company to source with. I've known about them for a long time, and they've certainly been a leader, and I would say a pioneer in sustainable farming, the standards that all companies look up to today. So I say that's a great choice in terms of who to source with. Another thing that I love about the almond milks from New Barn Organics are the ingredients. Very simple, very clean, not too many ingredients in there, because that's another criticism that I've had about almond milk, along with the issue of sustainability as far as spraying almonds with a lot of pesticides and the water that it takes to use from conventional almond farming. And I look at your ingredients. You have, for instance, an unsweetened almond milk. So you can get an almond milk without sugar if you want, as I know that a lot of times with other almond milks, that's the first ingredient you see, and just other things that you've left out of your ingredients that other almond milks have.
Yeah, it's another thing we wanted to focus on with New Barn is just making the ingredient statement as clean as possible, as natural as possible. Many bigger national brands of almond milks have ingredient statements that are 12, 15, sometimes 20 ingredients long. And even when you look at organic almond milks out there, their ingredient statements aren't as clean and concise as you would think. So when we were launching our almond milks and really looking at the formulations for all the New Barn almond milks, we wanted to keep it simple. How a consumer, somebody in their home, would take almonds and water and salt and make homemade almond milk. That's what we wanted to recreate. So basically, that's what we put in our formulations. Our unsweetened New Barn organic almond milk is just almonds, water, and sea salt. We only have those three ingredients. There was no need for stabilizers or sugars or gums. We just put more almonds into our formulations. Other national almond milk brands use probably somewhere between 5 to 10 almonds in a 64 ounce of almond milk, and then they put a bunch of other flavorings and sugars and everything else into it. For New Barn Organics, we put about 50 almonds into a 32 ounce container of almond milk. So when you try our almond milk, I mean, you really get almonds. You really get that flavor of almonds, that clean, crisp, lighter taste without all of the extra additives that most put into it.
Yes, that's a very good point to bring up, that just because an almond milk is organic doesn't mean that it's going to have simple, few ingredients. A lot of them do have all the gums and carrageenan and other things. In addition to almond milk, I know you also have a coconut milk. Why don't you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, we do. We have an organic coconut milk right now, and our coconut milk is also very clean labeled, mostly coconut cream and water. We are right now working on getting our coconut milk to be regenerative organic certified as well. So we have a producer that we're working with that is working on getting their coconut cream regeneratively organic certified. Right now, we work with a producer that is using regenerative practices, but hasn't been able to get their certification quite yet. But we believe that within the next 6 months, or by early 2024, we'll be able to finally get our coconut milk also regenerative organic certified, which will complete our current lineup of items, and where everything under our brand will then be regenerative organic certified under the ROC certification. So that's really exciting for us.
That is, and I imagine that would be rather pioneering in terms of coconut, because I don't feel like we have a lot of regenerative coconut products. And I think that's very important that they are, because I was hearing years ago, considering coconuts come from one region and there being a bit of a shortage of coconuts in order to supply the needs, I think that's important to know that the coconuts that we're growing regenerate the land and that coconut is something that's sustainable.
Yeah, it's always been our goal to make our whole line regenerative organic certified. And our coconut item will be that last step for us to complete our line. But there are a lot of great coconut farmers out there that we've been meeting along this process. And right now we feel like we found the right one that's going to help us get across the finish line. And with our formulation of our coconut milk, you kind of get the same experience with our coconut milk that you do with our almond milk, because we put more coconut cream into our coconut milk than any other coconut milk brand out there. So you really get that flavor of coconut when you have our coconut milk. You get that little thicker consistency that you don't quite get with some other brands. Sometimes you buy coconut milk and it's mostly, it feels like coconut water in your mouth, but our coconut milk really gives you that little creamier consistency. So we're really excited about our coconut milk and the next steps that it's going to be taking here over the next 6 months.
I'm really excited about it too. And I think that you're really going to set a standard for other brands about using sustainable regenerative coconut. And I think that's going to be a big game changer when you release it. Now, you talked a lot about how you're expanding all of the New Barn organic lines into regenerative, with the coconut milk being the final step. In general, what are new products that we can see from both Nest Fresh and New Barn Organics in the not too distant future?
Well, like I said, we're really excited about our regenerative organic coconut milk that should be coming in early 2024. Yeah, I will say we're proud to be able to say that our pasture-raised eggs were the first to be regenerative organic certified in the country. We were the first egg company in the country to achieve that regenerative organic certification. We were the first almond milk company in the country to achieve the regenerative organic certification. And now we're hopefully in the next few months, we'll be the first coconut milk brand in the country to receive that regenerative organic certification. So we're going to be moving more and more in that direction. We do have some innovation that we're working on coming down the pipeline, maybe getting into a couple of other segments of plant-based and alternative milks that we're not playing in today. We're just trying to figure out the right formulations. One thing we do just always want to be careful with under both brands, Nest Fresh and New Barn, is that we're innovating, but we're innovating in a responsible way. We're expanding our product portfolio in a responsible way. We don't want to just add new items just because there's new trends out there that we feel like we have to add new items. We want to make sure that when we add the new items, we have the right farming partners, we have the right ingredients, we have the sustainable supply chain in place to be able to support these items and line everything up with our brand values and value system of what we want to show our consumers. So we're very focused on innovation. We're excited to continue to expand both of our product lines, but we were very focused on doing that in the right, responsible way. One thing that I can say about our Nest Fresh product line that we're also excited about is we're doing a brand refresh on our Nest Fresh line. So we're going to be updating all of our packaging. We're looking at really telling the story of our farmers on the Nest Fresh side of our business, because our farmers are massively important to us and our business. They are the key component to this. And I don't feel like the farmer story gets told enough in eggs. They really should be highlighted as the ones that make it all happen. And we've had farmer partnerships for 20 years, the same farmers that have been producing us, that have been with us through our growth, through some of the tougher times over these last 20 years, through the good times. And we have great relationships with farmers and feel like they should get a good amount of the credit for everything that we're able to do. So we're going to be focusing over this next year as we launch our brand refresh with new packaging, a new website, but also that storytelling of what our farmers are doing on a day-to-day basis. bases and how important they really are to our food supply chain, not only our food supply chain, but every food supply chain.
Yes, I love that because farmers are certainly unsung heroes, and it's important to get more people involved with farming as the young generation, the next generation comes up. I know that there are less people going into farming. Something that I find interesting about Nesfresh and New Barn is that you produce both sustainable animal products with your pasture-raised and regenerative eggs, and then also sustainable regenerative plant-based products with the plant-based milk. Do you think it's important to cover both areas?
Yes, that's very important to us to be able to give all of our consumers what they're looking for. So we never have taken the position that any one segment of food is bad. Consumers have a lot of options today, and they should have a lot of options today. That's good and that's healthy for our economy. For us, it's just really about how do we take all of those segments or all of those product options that consumers are buying today or the consumers want today and make them as healthy, as sustainable, as animal friendly as possible so that going forward, we can have an environment where everybody's getting what they want, but also doing it for the right reasons or in the right. We think that plant-based milks definitely have a place in consumers' homes because there's people that can't consume dairy milk for whatever health reasons, or there's consumers that don't agree with some of the things that are done in the dairy industry, and that's fine. We want to be able to produce products for all types of consumers in a responsible way that is going to be sustainable going forward for years to come. So that's why we have gotten into both spaces in plant-based and in eggs, which is an animal agriculture, but we're going to do both to the best of our ability, to the highest standards that we can find that are going to be sustainable for many years to come.
At the beginning of the show, you touched upon how the farms that you source with also have cows grazing along with the chickens. Could you see New Barn or maybe Nesfresh getting into regenerative dairy?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, at some point, it's something that we would probably think about. We have no plans in the near future to get into the dairy side of the business, but never say never. Like I said, we're in the business of bringing consumers what they want, what they're looking for in a responsible way. We love to innovate. We like to take on all new ideas from our retail customers or our direct consumers. Sometimes we get cool ideas directly from our consumers on our social media pages or emails or phone calls that we get. So we would always be open to looking at any opportunity. If we feel like we could add value to a segment, if we can help make any segment better long term, it's something that we would look at.
We're just about out of time, but before you go, are there any last words you'd like to let the listeners know about Nesfresh and New Barn?
This has been a fun conversation. I've enjoyed it and appreciate the time that you've given me to talk to all of your listeners. There's something that I would leave the listeners with is when you're in the grocery stores making choices on what you're going to take home for your families to consume, consider the impacts of those products more than from just a purely price perspective. And the more that it can talk about regenerative agriculture, and the same goes for organics or non-GMO produced products, the more we support the farmers that are producing these products and trying to make our environment more sustainable or better long term, the more we support them, the more we support brands like Nesfresh or New Barn, but there's also plenty of other brands out there in many different categories that are trying to do the right thing, the more we'll start to see these benefits like regenerative agriculture, organic production pan out long term, the more we'll be able to bring this innovation and new products to consumers. It's all a group effort. If we're all doing the right things for the right reasons, we can definitely make a difference.
And let the listeners know where they can go online to learn more about Nesfresh and New Barn Organics.
You can go to our websites, nestfresh.com or newbornorganics.com. You can see all of our product lineup there. Like I mentioned, we'll be launching a new website here shortly for the Nestfresh side, but you can go to those websites or you can interact with us on our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, so you can interact with us there at New Barn or at Nestfresh, and we'd love to answer any questions that your consumers might have or give any information that they're looking for.
Jason, thank you so much for coming on the program. It's been a pleasure hearing the story of Nest Fresh and New Barn, and I imagine the listeners are enjoying it too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great time.
All right. That's all for this episode of The Appropriate Omnivore. New episodes of this show are released every Wednesday. Follow me on social media for more information on the next episode. And to make sure you never miss any of my podcasts, go subscribe to The Appropriate Omnivore on your favorite podcast site or app. You can also listen to all my podcasts on my website, appropriateomnivore.com. There you can find recipes from the guests I interview, plus all my articles covering lifestyles in the world of real food. Until next time, my pantry is officially closed.